U.S. Open tees off tomorrow morning at the Olympic Club in California with some big names grouped together.
USA Today sports columnist and ABC News consultant Christine Brennan joins us live to get you up to speed. Christine, good to have you back.
Sean, Hillary, great to be with you. Thanks.
So we have a couple of all-star groupings in the first couple of rounds. Tell us about that and what you're keeping your eye on.
Well, certainly Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Bubba Watson have to be a grouping that even the most casual of sports fans might say, hey, I'd like to watch a little bit of that. So you've got Tiger, the three-time U.S. Open winner. Phil Mickelson has never won a U.S. Open. He's turning 42 on Saturday. And, you know, he's finished tied for second or second by himself five times. So time is running a little short on him maybe winning one of these. And then Bubba Watson, of course, the very popular winner of the Masters a few months ago. So that is a terrific grouping. That said, to be hitting the ball a mile, which all these guys do, and maybe hitting it wayward tee shots, isn't the best thing on this uphill, downhill, sidehill kind of golf course that is so tight and so difficult for these guys who drive the ball.
Let's talk about Tiger for a second, because he had that great chip to seal the deal at Memorial. Is he back?
Hillary, that is a great question. You know, we thought he was back in March when he won Arnold Palmer's tournament, then proceeded to finish tied for 40th at the Masters. He missed the cut at a tournament and then finished tied for 40th again at another tournament. And then he comes back and wins the Memorial, as you mentioned. So what Tiger will we see here? Will we see the guy who's been on his game twice at these big tournaments in the last few months, or the guy who couldn't make the cut at the Wells Fargo and finished tied for 40th at the Masters? Tiger says he's ready. He says he feels better. But he has not won a major now in 4 years. It's exactly 4 years. And I think that's going to be fascinating to see how he handles the pressure as the weekend comes upon him, and especially if he's in or near the lead.
If Tiger Woods had been the king, Rory McIlroy, the defending champ, is the would-be king. And, of course, he wowed us here at Congressional last year. You write about him very eloquently in USA Today. Tell us how he has matured over the past year and his chances for taking this tournament.
Sean, you know, he is a really likable guy. He's 23 years old, and he seems to still have life in balance, where he still wants to have fun. He threw out the first pitch at the San Francisco Giants game last night. He really enjoys laughing at himself, and yet he's still grinding and, you know, wanting to play great golf. He actually was at a top 10 finish over the weekend, last weekend, after missing three cuts in a row. The question is he going to start to change? You know, is the pressure getting to him a little bit? So far, he says no, and that he will always keep everything in balance. But we've seen so many other athletes in other sports kind of go off the deep end that you wonder, could this kid do it? And I hope he does not. I hope he stays the same way he is.
So there seems to be a golf prodigy in this tournament, a 14-year-old. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Andy Zhang. He made the tournament when two players withdrew. He's 14 years old, the youngest to ever play in the U.S. Open. Now, in the U.S. Women's Open, they've had a 10-and-a-half-year-old once and a 12-year-old. So there have been younger girls, younger women. But as far as the boys and men, this is the youngest. So he's 14. He's in the event. He's here, of course, very excited to be in it. He has access to a courtesy Lexus that, of course, he isn't old enough to drive. And so I think that says it all about this young kid.
All right, Christine, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and ABC News consultant at the Olympic Club in the Bay Area.